this machine died. I don't know what happened.
Okay. It's no worse than maga. Good. So tell Masa, well, how do you know that it's maga has too much begodim? How did you make that jump? Is aima b'masa mitame yodim u'begodim? B'maga odim mitame godlo mitame midahava magan evelo. So agdimalo salkidait. Tisanya cheirim oimrim hazov es zoivoy. That's at the end of the parish. Hazov es zoivoy. Think. No, it's not. It's one bit. Is that possible? Yeah, the end of the parish. Yeah, last possible match. Hazov es zoivoy, lazochav lana keivo. Hazov es zoivoy, lazochav lana keivo. Mashke, makis zoivoy loy. Hazov es zoivoy. It makes the zoiv the same as him. Mahu lo chilakto bein magol masol tami om tami gom, just like he deserves himself. Side of maga, side of maso is mitame odom letame b'godim af zoivoy kein. Oh, frag the Gemara. So then you don't need the pasuk zoivoy. You don't need the pasuk we started with. We started. How do you know zoivoy is tami? We started with that first pasuk. Zoivoy tami. You don't need that. You're telling me you have a hekesh of zoiv to the zav itself. V'ashto denafkolon me'azov v'zoiv. So zoivoy tami lomli. That for zoivoy tami lomli. Omer yudim midiskarto. It's the salgedai dechamino. Meaning, from that pasuk alone, I wouldn't do it. I would say, "Sar mishtaleich yuchiach shegerim tumel acherim vuatzmo tohor." I, the pasuk says, "Mishum azov ezoivo liminyana hu dosa." We had it before in Lamadal. We used this pasuk. Azoivo chad, zov chad, zoivo tarti b'shlishi akshach mon lanakevo. Says azov es zoivo lazoch of lanakevo. Azov es zoivo. That's two. But in the third one, it'll be like an akevo, meaning that the third ri of azav could be even ba'oynes. That's what I need that pasuk for. It's kosher rachmono zoivoy tomei. So now I know that there is tumas maso by zoy by from that pasuk. Hashadom rachmono zoivoy tomei hu derosh beinami hai. The way Rashi and the Rosh explain, in other words, from the hekesh hazov zoivoy, I wouldn't learn a new tumah. That I wouldn't do. But I need that pasuk leminyona os. Once I have a pasuk telling me that it has a tumas maso, I can use the hekesh of zoiv to zov to tell me that it's the same in the sense that its maga is equal to its maso. But if a machadish a new tumor from that pasuk, I wouldn't do it because I need that pasuk leminyona also. Just to tell me that it's the same, once I know it has maga and maso, to tell me that since it has maga and maso, and zov has maga and maso, just like there it's equal, that we could do with that pasuk. Seek out what?
To find another
limit that we have from Zoivoy Tomei. Let me, that's the pasuk we have. Right. That's what he wants to say. Hekesh alone won't work. That's what he wants to say. Yeah. No, we don't. We leave Azov as Zoivoy for something else. Use Azov as Zoivoy for something else, Minyona Os. That's what I'm saying. The way they explain that hekesh, since it's used to something else, you wouldn't, the Rosh spells that, you wouldn't be mechadish a new tumor from that hekesh. I'll always say it's for the other thing, and you see, you have the svar of Sar Mishtaleach. Zoivei Tomei is telling me that's tumas masa. Now all you're using that hekesh for really is to say that it has magen masa, zov has magen masa. They have to be on the same madrega. That's like not such a heavy limud from that hekesh. That we can use the hekesh for double duty. Very interesting. The Mashu has a good kashi here. Sunday morning, we can relax a little more. Okay, the Mashu has a good kashi. What was the worst kashi here? Mago, you tell me you know yourself. So the pasuk is telling me masa. So says the Gemara, maybe the pasuk is telling me masa for Adam Ubgodim, but not mago. Why didn't we go the other way? Maybe the pasuk is telling me mago for Adam Ubgodim, and there is no masa. No, it's Misvora, I would know Maga alone, without Tumas Godin. It's not worse than Sheikh Bazera, it's without Godin. Now you got another Pasuk, tell me another Chumrah. You're deciding it's, it wasn't the Kash, at the end of the day it's everything, but the Kash was, maybe it's only Masa, heavy Masa, but Maga remains the way it was. So maybe go to Kash the other way. Maybe it makes stronger the Maga, it turns the Maga into an Odom of Godin, and it's no Masa. No. It's a good kash. Technically, it's a very good kash. His answer is that there's no such tumah in the Torah. There is no tumah in the Torah that Maga has begodim and there's no Masa. There happens to be no such counter example, not a counter example, it's an example. And the Rashash points out that that is as far as Tyson Yuma says it somewhere. Tyson says, I got a Cheshman episode where he comes up with a Zakasha. He says, there is no such tumor. We do not have such a tumor. That Maga should be so Chomor and not have Masa. Happens not to exist such a tumor. Okay. For Roik. Roik is metame. That's my honest Hazav, we call it. Roik minolon. Oh, let's see that post into something more does here. The pasuk says over there, "V'chi yoroik hazav batohar." If a zav spits, the batohar will say it's important. The batohar is a funny lotion. Okay, roik minolon the sanya. V'chi yoroik yochel afapishaloi no. A guy into satna have a meaning. Maybe the Torah meant if a guy a zav spits at somebody, his stomach doesn't touch him; he spits at him. V'chi yoroik doesn't have to hit him. It's not the roik is metame b'maga. The spitting. The girl will soon ask, where did you get such a crazy idea like that? We have it by Yevomo. She has to be Yorka, and it's not fakir, it's not supposed to touch him. It's before him. It hits down on the floor in front of him. So we have such a music. Talmud loma batohor. It has to hit the tohor. Ache yiga batohor. Good. Eini ala roikoi kichoi v'niyo me'o'af. And the mission list only Neo. Tell you says because the mission didn't want to give the whole list, but all these things. Kichov Neo v'me'o'af. Kichov v'niyo are things that come up. Tell says kicho is phlegm that comes out that you have to really cough it up from down below. And Neo is more that comes up easy. Well, it's different types of phlegm, whatever. Tell you Rashi and Baba Kama says Neo is from the nose. Okay, whatever. U'me'o'af shaloi. Minayin, Tamalo of Vichy Yorik, the Vov of Vichy Yorik is on anything like Roik. Okay, fine. Omamar, Yochalaf Apishalo Noga, the Havamina was that if he's Roikake, at somebody, the guy becomes Tommy, even though the Roik didn't touch him. Frank, the Vov, make a taste, it was the guy that's I did. Salkedai the Hamina Nailif Roik mi Yevomo. The spitting itself, come on, not that way. Good. So we now come out that it means has to touch him. We would have thought you learned from your vomit just means the spitting, but doesn't have to make contact. So let's go back the other way. So now let's learn Yavama from here. And the Roik should have to touch the Yavam. So we have a posuk. The Gemara has a posuk over there that doesn't have to touch. Okay, next. Now, good. So now we know that Roik is metame. Frank Dimor ve'emo should say ve'emo. Ve'emo hani mili b'mago. Yeah, who said it? You're telling me the chiyorik bator has to touch him. So it's metame b'mago. Who says metame matzo? My Yonas Azav, we know I'm metame like the Zav. Ve'emo hani mili b'mago. Avo b'maso lo. Meaning, it says in the pasuk there, "V'chiyorek hazov b'tor v'chives begod v'chspayim v'tom er orev." Who told you some is masa? Oh, that's right. The Rashash, he says the mashur is good. It's a taisis. What you do this gemara? This havamina is that roik should be metame b'mago with tumas begodim. There's no hope. The pasuk says it's good, and it shouldn't be masa. So the gemara does have a havamina for such a possibility. That's right. The Rashash says the mashur is right. A taisis is right. What you do the gemara? Midi the Havi Asheretz, yeah. Now that's a funny exact, because it's not exactly Midi the Havi Asheretz. Sheretz is Mag, it's not Matame Begodim. This whole piece of Gemara is difficult. That's all the Nichlam Shash's Kash. Good, but let's put that on the side. Who told you that Mayonis, Roik, has Masa? Omre Shlokish, Tona Devei Rebbe Shmuel. Omakoy, very interesting limud. Bat Tohor. Ma Shebiyad Tohor Timesiloch. Meaning, it doesn't say Biyorak. It hit the Torah, the Noga, but it says Bat Torah, meaning he was spit into something that's in the hand of the Torah. The Torah is holding a cup, and he was raking into the cup. That's not Maga, that's Masa. But you're Bat Torah, Masha Biyad Torah Timesiloch. That's Tumas Masa. The Rashi in Rock Bamesha Biyad Torah, Davali Torah Noisias Aroik Timesiloch. So now it's Masa. So maybe Vaita, maybe Masa is Matame Begodim. Vema be Masa Matame Odom Godim, be Magodim, Matame Godim, Lotami, the Havai Magal Vaita. Vaita, how do you go that last step? So this is Masa now, okay. And it's Tumas Begodim. How do you know that Maga is Tumas Begodim? Omar Reish Lakish v'chaitana devei Rebbe Yishmael. Omar kro bitar, a new word. If all it meant was to spit into the hand of a guy and it's maso, it could have said in Yorick bo'odom. What's up is bator. The Torah is telling me now bator. There's something that's tohar elsewhere that I'm a tamei here. Tyra shetiharti loch b'moke ma'acher timesi loch kan v'eze ze magen avelo. Maybe that's what the Torah means. All it means to tell me is Masa. That's something that's Torah also by Sheretz. If all the apostles are trying to tell me is Masa, that's enough. That'll be Masa. No, Bator, tell me something else. There's another Torah elsewhere. I'm telling you Masa. I'm also telling you there's a Torah elsewhere that's Tomei here. My batosh mami notarte. So I learned Masa from there for Tumas Begodim, and I learned Maga for Tumas Begodim, because that's the Tyre bin Avelo that's Tomei here. Umehoaf. That's not Namish, that's in this Bryce. The Bryce says Mehoaf. Something that comes out from the nose is Tomei. My Mehoaf. Very interesting machloikis. Omar Rav, that's really not Tomei by itself. It's been Nigrorin Derech HaPeh. Meaning something you can, you know, breathe it in and it'll come out through the mouth. That's what we're talking about. Why? Not that meyoaf is egin a mayon. It's not tome. We're talking meyoaf that comes out from the nose is not tome. We're talking about he breathed it in. He brought it out through his mouth. Now it's tome because once it comes out through the mouth, it zich has some roik in it. So bad. Some according to Rav, meyoaf is not tome. It's just when it comes out through the mouth, it always schleps with it some tzuche roik. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Afilu benigror and derech achetim alma kosova mayanu virachmona rabbiu. He held that it's included in that thing. It's called Dumya Deroik, even though it'll come out 6 points out later. It doesn't come out through the mouth, it comes out through the nose, but that's close enough. It's the same doctor, ENT man, you know what I mean? So it's close enough. It'll say Egan Amayan. Okay. Zogdi Gemara. Oh, very interesting piece of Gemara here. This is the most interesting. So now you're telling me that this Braisa that says, we just had this Braisa, it lists Kicho v'Nio Meo Af, right? So according to Bjorn, it's a very simple Braisa. It's listing all the Mayonis coming out of the nose and the mouth. According to Rav, it's listing Meho Af. Ino Meo Af is not an independent tumor. It's just Meo Af coming out through the mouth, which happens to have a roik in it. So the Gemara, I have another thing like that. Dimasoayin. The Gemara holds, I don't know how you do this, the Gemara holds that Rav held that the Dimasoayin, the tear, can somehow be brought down and brought out through the mouth. No idea how you do that. But the Gemara says, if that's true, then he should have listed that too. Because if somehow you can bring it out through the mouth, it's also going to have some roik in it. I mean, he's listing, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Braisa is listing things that are themselves tome. Okay. According to Rav, the Braisa is now listing things that happen to have roik mixed in. So besides Me'af, I also have Dimasayan. So the Braisa is Ogin Dimasayan Eichet. Now, how in the world do you know that you can pull Dimas Ayin out through the mouth? Doma Rav, hi man, the boy, the listem eliene, you want to get blinded? Likhol me'ovei kechovim. Likhol as Ayin means they put something into the eye, if what you call it. What? Yes, that's some sort of medicinal thing, but he says, you want to get blind, go to a goy to do it. Because means who knows what he's going to put in your eye over there. V'levi om, Levi said, Sharfi, you want to die, do it. He'll put poison in there. V'levi om, hi man, the boy, the limus. You want to die, likhul me'akum. So the Gemara says, how come Rav didn't say it as sharp as Levi? Rav just said, listen, you want to blind yourself, go to a goy for kichlayim. Levi's like, that's not sharp. You want to kill yourself, go to a goy. You'll put poison in there. V'omer Rav Chiya bar Guri, my time of the Rav, the lo'omer, hi man, the boy, the limus. You know why? Because Rav had this trick. What are you afraid of? Put poison in there. You'll pull it out through your thing and spit it out. Rav knew somehow of getting Dimasayan out through the mouth, and that'll take care of the poison. Apparently, it'll still blind you when it's there, but it won't kill you. No, you see that Dimasayan, according to Rav, can be brought out through the mouth. Now, once it's coming out through the mouth, its zikha will have some roik mixed in. So, I mean, starting lists, now you're going to a list that's interminable, basically. Anything that could have roik mixed in, meyoaf. So, Dimasayan, Zog the Gemara, very interesting. Rav, nehi de ziyar anofik? Dimas aguf aloy nofik. He didn't mean you could pull the actual dimas ayin out, but you could somehow get out from there the poison. So the dimas ayin will not come out through the mouth. The poison shabo will. I have no idea how you do these things. It sounds a little mystical to me, but... Yeah, that's a machlokes Rav Meir. Is it dumi to the peh or not? I mean, all these things are coming out through the mouth. That's to me the roik. What? Yeah, we didn't get to that yet. I mean, that's here. Yeah. It could be. That could be the machloikis. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, of course, it's going to have roik. Well, but that's true. Anything goes in your mouth comes out, it's going to have some roik in it. It's impossible. It's unless your mommy. I mean, anything goes into your mouth is going to come out with some saliva. It's not good, true.
So why would I have to list the design?
That's what the Gemara is asking. I mean, basically, the Gemara is asking, it's absurd. What is this thing Meho Af for? That's basically what the Gemara is asking. You have Meho Af there, you could have listed the Messiah, you could have listed anything, really, what the Gemara is asking. Yeah, okay. But it's a natural thing. You know, it's not part of the body. I mean, you could list coffee, too. You're right. I mean, Coca-Cola also, they're putting it spit out. Okay, that farting was not going. But these are things that are coming out from the body. I mean, Dimas Ayin is a player by us. We'll see in the next Bryce. We have Dimas Right, right, right. Yeah, it's not naturally. You got to somehow snort it out. But right, yeah, okay. That farting was understood. I mean, that's literally limitless. I mean... I mean, that's basically roik. That's the same thing. That is basically the same thing saying roik. I mean, you put a drink in your mouth and spit it out. That's spitting out. It's basically the same thing. Toshma. Tishu mashkin azav. There's 9 mashkin we're going to deal with. 3 sets of 3. Hazeya, perspiration, lechus ruchus, pus, hooray. Comes out from the back in liquid form. Tohayri miklum. Doesn't it? Such ketum. It's nothing. It's shmayon zagonish. Dimas einoi. Dam magafoso. Meaning blood from a wound. V'cholov ho'isho. Mitamin tumas mashkin berevias. They don't have tumas. They don't have a tumas. They have tumas mashkin. Tumas leichon berevias. Taisa says in many places it's a tumas derabonon. As if it would be the rice. If it would be the rice, he wouldn't need a shear. That's Mefurish in Psochem, that mashkim, if they are talking the rice, they don't need a shear. These are mashkim midrabono. That's the second set. Avol, zoivoy, roikoy, umeme raglov, that's mayonis, metamet tumu chamur. They are themselves an avatumu. Now, the ilu meho af loikotoni. Meho af is not in this list. So, okay. Now it's reversed. According to Rav, it's good. Because the Bryce didn't list Meho Af. You could put it this way. Of course, basically, Meho Af just is Roik. Or the way the Gemara puts it, you can't make a blanket say, what are you going to say? Meho Af is an Avatumo. It depends. If it comes out through the mouth, it's Avatumo. If it comes out through the nose, it's not. So the Bryce didn't want to get involved. So he can't make a clear-cut statement. But according to Reb Yochanan, Meho Af is its own Mayon. So why do you only say 3? Roik. Zoiv roik and meme raglov say zoiv roik may happen meme raglov. Bishmol rav lo kotoni de lo psikol elamisni. What are you going to say? Maps tome or it's tor? It depends. The price they want to get involved. Zim and dosi derech ape when it's tome. Zim dos derech achaitem it's tor. El rib yoichanon listening. Kod rib yoichan it's a mayan. It's the same thing as roik basically. So list it. You tell me zoiv roik or meme raglov. The same as meme raglaim. Same thing. Zok the Gemara say you're good. So what do you want? You want to list Meho Af? And what about Kichoi, Venio? The Brisa, when it said Roik, was including all of those things. Anything coming out from that area. L'tame Kicho Venio Mikton doesn't say that. Elatona Roik, V'chol Da'osu Mirabuya. Yeah. Where did we get Kicho, Neo, and Meho Af from? From the Ribuy. So it said Roik, and you'll figure out the rest. It didn't give us all the subcategories over there. If it would, we'd have to make a long list. And it stayed out from that. Now he wants to know, these middle 3, we said they have tumas mashkin, at least midrabbonon. How do you know these things are mashkin? And Tosis says, Rosh brings it, these are all asmachtas, because they really are not mashkin, not there. You see, he uses a lotion of mashke. So dam chalolim is shtiyah. Malikat lekula, malikat lepuk. Palgate. What's the difference between a wound and dying? It's a little death. It also done much. Not dam gefosta. Damshid is a separate person. Dam chalole. Yeah, dam chalole. Not dam gefosta. It's only dam bonu. Cholov yishu sevatir tachas noyda cholov atashkeyu. Okay, chapa rain a little bit more. Yeah. Meme raglov minolon. Desanya zoyvoy tomei vizois. That same posuk zoyvoy tom. Then says vizois tumaso. It evolve connects. It's a grashi. It's like it says, zoyvoy tomei vizois. Something else is tomei. Vizois leraboys meme raglov letumah. Zog digma. What in a posuk? Them I could do with a kalva choyim. Interesting kalva choyim wants to make. Valoy dinu. Uma roik habomi mokim tyra. Roik's coming out of the mouth. That's a mokim tyra. Tomei by a zov. Meme raglov habomi mokim tomei. It's coming from the same place as the zav. As the zov. Ain't no din shei tomeim. Zog the gemara. That's a nishkin taina. Dam ayoytse mi pihom. And dam comes out from the eva. That's tor. How do you know? We'll see. Yochiach. Shebomi mokim tomei vitor. It could well be the fact that it's coming from there. What? What do you mean? That's the Aver. It's coming out from the same place as the Zoy. Now, the question is the other way. Who told you it's Tomei? Who told you it's Tor? Yeah, Dam coming out from the Aver. Urinary tract problems. I mean, it's not Tomei, not Tomei. You want me to go further? I mean, I can get to the two dots if you really want. I mean, what? Okay. Oh, how do you know it's like a Tor? Dam ayoytze mi pi homa minolon de Tor. Vetar gizok, that's Tor. What? I told him we could learn six blocks today. We could do it. I just would have started faster. If you told me before, I would have pushed it a little faster at the beginning. Dama yetsi mi pi omen. Who told you that dama yetsi pi omen is tor? Now let's be careful. You're all about to jump on me, I know. But in the Flamed Beis, we had two psukim already that dama is tor. We had one posse that red shich vazera is tor. And we had one posse that dama is only tami by women, not by men. So what do you think? But Tais is very good. That's talking by somebody who's tor. That doesn't make him for a zav. Here we're talking by a zav. Let that dam be tomei as mayon. It's a different problem. Tesani yochel yehi dama yoytze mi piv. Yeah, new thing. But you're bleeding in the mouth. Umi pi ha'oma tmeim by a zav. Tamud lomo zoy ve tomei. Who? Who tomei? Vein dama yoytze mi pi ha'oma tomei. Elo tor. So you have one posik, it's a classic. You have one posik v'zoyz that's a marbe. You tell me it's marbe me raglayim. You have another posik. Who? Nothing else to tell me that dama yoytze from the omo is tor. Nu gezog faket. Veipuch. Veipuch hano. Tell me that the one that says tomei means dama yoytze min ha'oma and dama yoytze min ha'peh. And the one that says tor means me raglayim. Omer Yechem Shem Reb Shimon, this is what you said. Dum ye de roik. It's all coming out of the pasuk from roik. So we want to dum ye de roik. Ma roik shemis agel v'yotze. It accumulates before. It doesn't drip out as it comes. It accumulates, then it comes out. Av kol shemis agel v'yotze. Yotze dam shemis agel v'yotze. Frag de Gemara bahari cholov shebe'isho. Shemis agel v'yotze. Cholov ha'ish is also that way. It doesn't drip out. It accumulates at some point, then it goes. And there we say it's not mayonis. It's only tumas mashkin. It's a rabbon. It doesn't have tumas mayonis. It's not an avatuma. V'mamar cholov shebeisha metame tumas mashkin. Tumas mashkin ain't avolot tuma chamura. So you told me that the big criteria of mayonis is it should be a misagel v'yotze. That's why meiraglayim is an avatuma and dama yotze from the omo is not. Cholov isha is also misagel. So let cholov isha be an avatuma. Elom Rav Yechon, there's two criteria. Mishum Shimon Yechon, do me the roik. Roik has two criteria, two characteristics. Ma roik misagel v'yotze v'choyze v'nivla. Meaning if you don't give it out, it'll go back somehow. I need two things to be my yonis. It has to be misagel v'yoytze. It has to be choyze v'nivla. Yotze dam she'eino misagel v'yoytze. Yotze cholov she'be'isha she'af apisha misagel v'yoytze. It's eino choyze v'nivla. Once it accumulates, it's not going back. If she doesn't nurse, she's in trouble. It doesn't go back. Freg de gemara v'neilef mizoyvoy. Let's flip the whole thing around. You decided the main thing is roik, and roik is misagel v'yotze. Zoiv itself at least a suffix grab, but at least this Gemara is going, Zoiv itself is not Mesagel V'yotzei. So fuck, flip the whole thing over and say, Dumi the Zoiv, that's ain't a Mesagel V'yotzei. And let's make Dam Tome and May Raglaim Tol, flip the whole thing on its head. Ma Zoivoy Shein Mesagel V'yotzei Metame. Av Kol, O Marova Mi Zoivoy like a Lemeilaf. Shekin Goyer Tumalachim. From Zoiv you can't learn. Zoiv is the Abi Avoy Satuma, so to speak. Zoiv is to make somebody Tome. So you can't say, nothing else is like Zoiv. You can't pull anything out of Zoiv. Out of Roik, Roik is not what makes the Zav Tomei. Roik is what we call Mayonis. Once he's a Zav, his Roik is Tomei. So anything else that you want to be Tomei Trim Zav has to be Dumya to Roik. But not, yeah, I don't know if that's supposed to be true. I don't know how that works. Yeah. I mean, that's clear in the Gemara. Weirak Lai must be Choyzev and Nivla.